Hey guys, it's Day by Day Expressions. I've got Catherine Daniels here, and we are talking about just doing things with excellence, in particular in Catherine's line of work that she loves is with lighting. But before we get into more conversation about that, Catherine, talk to us about just what your current job is right now and kind of the role you play there.
Currently, I work as a technical director in a theater, in the local theater in our town. And that could mean just about anything from day to day. I usually just have to work with computers and projectors and microphones and daily trainings and conferences. But it could also mean that on a weekend I work a pageant or a concert or a play and have to do lights and sound and all of the above.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of moving parts, and I have to play a lot of roles at times, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, on one of the previous episodes, you said that lighting is an art, that it can be seen as art. And if it's that, then, you know, whoever's doing that should be passionate about it. And this is one of the major threads that I want us to be thinking about as we do Day by Day Expressions is it seems like that Christianity has, for at least a little while now, has abandoned the arts. And we've just kind of let whoever dictate in that area. Now, you grew up in the arts. You grew up around music. You grew up around, you know, those types of things. And so, but do you, like, as an artist yourself, because you play the guitar, you write, you do all these things, you produce film and all that, do you kind of feel like out of place in the Christian world when it comes to the, like, being an artist, like a, and why do you think that is, and why do you think it's important for us to recapture that as Christians and as the church?
Well, it's a broad question.
I know I threw a lot at you right there. Yeah.
I will say that anything can be considered art.
Mm.
You have the art of bread making or the art of pouring concrete and laying block. Like, you have so many things that could be considered an art. And I think what makes it worthy of being called an art is the passion that goes into it when you put a bit of yourself into
mm-hmm.
what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of what's called Christian art these days is lacking in the emotional aspect.
Yeah.
They're just trying to push some stuff out there, like, here's some Christian stuff for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's lacking in the heart of it.
Yeah.
I know the quality of it is also lacking, and who knows where that came from.
Right.
But I know when people ask me some of my favorite movies, it's never really any Christian media.
Yeah.
Because it's lacking in something that's really meaningful
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
It's lacking in something that feels like life.
Yeah.
And I think Christian media could do with putting more of themselves into their art.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of times it's missing not just content, but depth.
Mm-hmm.
It's missing heart. It's missing soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from that passion aspect that you're talking about. And maybe it's because, you know, maybe it just hasn't caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've abandoned it for so long, or we made it so pop and just to get out there that we just haven't caught up with where it needs to be. And so I think that's important for us as Christians to be talking about, but not just talking about, but starting to express, no, I need to take this seriously, whether it be the lighting, whether it be the bread making. And I'm just kind of assuming here that in the back of your mind, you're thinking about your mom and how she manages a house. Like, that can be considered just a task to check off the list.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, no, this is my passion, and there is an art to doing this in a way that's glorifying to God, that when you come across it, you see the difference. And I think your mom has been influential in my wife's life in that, in seeing that this is not just a job to do,
mm-hmm.
but a passion to have. And so this aspect of carrying truth, beauty, and goodness into everything is extremely important. in particular the arts mm-hmm. here?
There's a popular phrase going around right now where it's, tell me you're a something without telling me you're something. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me you're yeah. dad without telling me you're dad.
Yeah.
I think Christians should adopt that phrase where yeah. it's, tell me you're a Christian without telling me you're a Christian
yeah.
in everything that you do.
Right.
We should be standing apart from everyone else, and not by telling everyone
right.
that,
yeah.
hey, we're
yeah.
a Christian.
Yeah.
We're
look at my Christian
better.
T-shirt here.
Look
yeah.
at us.
Yeah.
But we should be doing things with excellence for our good and His glory all the time. And yeah. it should show in everything we
yeah.
do.
Yeah, so the fingerprints of God should show up in how we make our coffee, in how we order our house, in how mm-hmm. we do lighting, in how and for pastors, in how we structure our service, mm-hmm. and that it can't be... We can't forget the arts, and so that comes into the music. It mm-hmm. comes into, I know that we've started, one of the things we've started doing is reading some like Valley of Vision and some poetry and different things like that to try to help incorporate this idea, because you're out there, right? Like there are people like you that are out there that maybe feel like they don't have a place in the church. And I mean, the greatest songwriter, I mean, we have a whole book in the Bible that is songs and storytellers and different things like that that we've just kind of left off the table that we've got to recapture. So, all right, so next episode, Catherine, I want to ask you about what you're currently working on and how all of these ideas kind of coalesce into this one project that you're working on right now, all right? So join us next week, next Monday, Day by Day Expressions, when you get to hear about this big project that she's got going right now.